The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
I was aware of the specific analogy, all right? I just decided that I would reverse it a little bit. Am I recording? Oh, shit, I am. Hey!
Ew.
So we got no James here. It's fine. We'll send the episode directly because I do reference him directly in this. But how you feel?
No free promos, dude.
That's all right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, fuck him back. We'll just
pay me. His name.
Fuck you, pay me. Ladder falls on the mic. Fuck you. Pay me. All right.
Yep.
Oh, also, sound pretty good right now, right? Huh?
Uh-huh. All
right.
Do we?
I think we do. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's fucking go. Wait, make sure we're recording. Yeah, all right. Hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is Mr. Alex Cordova.
Promo-free. Apparently.
Promo-free Alex Cordova, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say my other line. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, that's right. And to all of them, we say, where were you when we built the ladder to heaven?
Jesus Christ.
06 South Park, baby. No, it was 02. Fuck, I don't even remember. Anyways, you ready for some quick bits? Ugh. Actually, we have quite a few quick bits, so we might have to divvy this bitch up in half. It's up to you. Yeah. You want to start or what?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Fuck it. Hit me with the first half, bro.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
First ones we got here. So, our boy, Kojima, or my boy, for sure.
Yeah,
Kojima dropped a new Death Stranding 2 on the beach trailer, and that is the official title. I had to make sure. Had to double check that. That is the official title.
That's so fucking Kojima. It's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. So
I love it.
He dropped a very recent, I think it dropped earlier this week, trailer showing off the trippy-ass game. And yeah, I'll talk about it. I'm sorry. The big reveal was that at the end of the trailer, it said coming June 26, 2025.
So, oh, shit. That's
pretty soon.
Pretty goddamn soon.
Yes,
wow, that's another quarter right there. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next little quick bit we got here, Forza Horizon 5. I think we talked about it before where, it's one of the big Microsoft flagship franchises making the jump to PS5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they also recently revealed that it will require a Microsoft account to play on the PlayStation 5. So
look at everybody just crossing their fucking streams right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Speaking of streams... Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 remaster was officially revealed, just like we said, in the previous episode.
It was right.
Yes,
again.
Yet again. And it's coming later this year. Also, some more news on that. They confirmed that there will be no Mr. Bam Margera and no free roam.
Ooh, that's a thing.
And then one last little bit of, I guess, disappointing news, or maybe it might freshen
it
up here.
Depends how you're feeling.
Yep. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4. The objectives will be simplified, and I'm assuming it'll be in the same vein as 1 through 3,
mm-hmm.
and because it will be removing the mission structure of the original, which pretty much is the free roam.
Yeah,
in a way.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an open level. Tony Hawk was back in it. Yes, first attempt at it, at least.
Yeah, and then. Our halfway point here, Paul World Studio, our boys. What is it? Pocket City or something? I forgot. I should have put the studio name there, but the studio that made Paul World gave the entire staff the day off of Monster Hunter Wild's release day. So
they're like, learn something.
They may, and they're not the only ones. I know other developers did as well. Maybe Ninja Theory, I read. But a lot of Japanese developers, because they're cool people, just said, you know what? Monster Hunter Wild's coming out today. Everyone gets the day off. So, will you ever see that in America? Fuck no.
Mm-mm.
Fuck no.
They're like, I don't even want you installing the game. That's not. That's another fucking competitor's fucking game right there. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. So that's the halfway point of the quick bits there. Sure, so
let's go.
Might as well slap it around, see what we got here. So,
let's see here. I am disappointed by the change in structure for Tony Hawk 4, only because I know these big-ass levels are designed around missions. So,
yeah.
The levels are significantly bigger in Tony Hawk 4. I'm wondering how they're going to balance it out. So, because, you know, there's some people that like to do a big run when they play a Tony Hawk level and try to get as many objectives, you know, as possible. If you're trying to do that with 4, it's going to be really fucking hard. So we'll see how that goes. Bama is totally understandable, though. He's had a kind of fucked up press. So I can't imagine Activision being really willing to bring him on board, even though it is a little sauce missing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if his brother's music was in 3. I mean, TKY, I think, even had some in 4. But I'm thinking of Thug, Tony Hawk Underground with
That's after.
With more of the Jackass guys. More the
Jackass in there. Influence, absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, I mean, it's kind of fucked up that they took him out, but I, at the same time, I get it. And also, I think he was in 3, so I don't think he was in 3 either. Yeah. Understandable. If anything, maybe they will just give you a longer timer, I guess, to go around the level, which might suck.
Hey, that's actually a smart idea. I love that.
Yeah. Woo, I mean,
add a little minute there, but whoa, hold on a second. That's a very simple solution to a complex problem. I like it.
Yeah. You know what? If they take that after this recording, I will be suing them in court for taking my idea.
Yeah. Fucking genius.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, to me, I feel like that's the only way because you can't. I mean, I highly doubt they'll go back and change the level.
They're not going to
condense. That would require a lot of work. So, yeah, I mean, Tony Hawk 3, like I said, I bought when I went to get my PS2 when I found it in the retro game store. Fucking, I picked up 3 games. It was SOCOM 2, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, and fucking Lord of the Rings 2 Towers. And those were the 3 fucking games that I like define the PS2 era for me, but besides the big names, you know, the same old.
Yeah, remastered 2 Towers and fucking Return of the King, you cowards. That's how you do a movie adaptation right there.
Yeah, they won't do it. They're cowards. EAs are cowards.
Absolutely cowards. Absolutely, 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with Microsoft here. I get it. You know, it's just, I still feel a little like IGN was put up this article the other day that is about who really won the console war. Is it over? It's over. This is a clear sign right here. Sorry, Microsoft, they lost. They kind of knew they were going to lose. I have the loser's console right here hooked up to my television. It's fine. I still use it every day for YouTube. So, you know, like, they made good stuff, but this is just, to me, this is like a little white flag. They're like, at least we can get the fucking sign in, right? We can get the data.
Yeah, well, I mean, like we talked about, I think it was last episode or the episode before, Sony kind of tried to do this with the PC versions of their games, right?
Yeah, they tried to. PC's a whole different fucking beast.
Yeah, part of me thinks that, I mean, Windows and Microsoft kind of go, I'm sorry, PC and Microsoft kind of go hand in hand with the whole, like, Windows. I mean, if you have a Windows ID, you have a Microsoft account, but making it, making them have to create a Microsoft account for a PlayStation 5, I feel is like, at this stage, I don't really know what it does for them, right? But maybe that's just a way of padding their stats and can say, oh, yeah, we sold this many Forzas, but we're not going to tell you how many we sold on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. That's true. Also, you know, it's just data. It's more stuff like, well, if this is connected to their Xbox, we get all this. We can still make some money off these motherfuckers that are buying the shit multi-platform, which they're probably making off of us right now, buying all these old-ass games on the Xbox and shit. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Then,
the Death Stranding 2 trailer. Death Stranding 1. I it's on my backlog to play and like actually sit down and give it a chance. I remember when I first played it, you know, 30 FPS, choppy as fuck on a PS4. I was like, this ain't it. But you know, with the updates it's gotten and next gen updates, I've actually been wanting to play it because you know I like Kojima and his games, but you know, it's kind of like, I think those are one of the games that if it's sitting there next to a fucking Ghost of Tsushima or a fucking, you know, like an action-packed game that just throws you in it, it's going to get left behind. But
get lost in the sauce. I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, the trailer looked trippy as fuck. He throws in just Kojima randomness of fucking, you know, the first one had Guillermo del Toro as an actual character, like.
Oh, that's like, cool.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking the full likeness, but it was his name wasn't Guillermo, but yeah, it was pretty damn close. So yeah, it's just Kojima just does that weird shit, man, and you know, he showed the trailer showed like a guy that looks exactly like Solid Snake with the bandana and everything. You know, a next gen, yeah, next gen Solid Snake. It's some actor that he recently said that he should be Solid Snake. So yeah, that's just how Kojima rolls, you know. And then he threw in one of the Metal Gears from Metal Gear Solid, I think one, a lookalike. So yeah, he's pretty much just, I guess, I don't know if you want to call him trolling or Easter eggs, but yeah, they're there. So it piqued my interest.
I think he's just being him. he's really, right? Like, he's just, he's a gaming auteur. He's the most fucking auteur, gamer, developer, director, producer, everything that we've gotten, I think, to this point. He's like a fucking David Lynch kind of character. but I love, you know, my favorite thing with Kojima is following his fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
He's living fucking life, and he will let you know. Like, he takes pictures of his fucking food. There's some little, like, oh, I'm hanging out with this celebrity. Here's a little fucking trailer. Here's some art that I fucking like. Yeah. Like, and he doesn't say shit. He just throws it out there and is like, yep, enjoy. Paddington is on there. Like, he's... That imagination, that mind, that willingness to put himself out there, you know, whatever software he makes, it has that taste to it. It no game developer quite does it like Kojima.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, his movie fucking critiques are just grade A too. Dude. His movie fucking reviews are just like, you know, like straight to the point. He's like, yeah, if he says he saw a movie and he only gives like a four-worded tweet or something that says, I saw... Thor 2 or something, right? Mm-hmm. That, and like that's all he says, he doesn't like it. But if he likes the movie, he goes into a full fucking like, oh, I loved how this director did this and that. So it's funny as fuck. People people compare those all the time. But
oh, that's fucking perfect. Okay, yeah, Kojima, he's a man of the fucking people. So yeah, and that's the one thing. I haven't played Death Stranding yet. I know it's like $20 on Xbox. I might wait till it's Switch 2 because I personally think it'll probably be on there. It is one of those things, everybody I know who's played it to completion always walks away like, oh shit, I'm a little mind blown from that fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very common sentiment I've heard from a lot of people, but I feel like it is one of those ones that takes a while to get into, from what I've understood.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the consensus about that game, but yeah, I want to get into that shit too. But yeah, that's the first four. You want me to wrap up the last four here? Just get it over with.
I got it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, it's okay. Ahead. You know, we you can have your little fucking day off from Monster World Wilds also, or Monster High Wilds. Monster World. Fuck. Anyways, the Monolith Production Studios patent reveals that the Nemesis system, made famous by the Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War series, cannot be used again until 2036 when the patent expires. Ooh, suck my dick. Damn, that's so stupid. Konami announced that event called Silent Hill Transmission, which will detail the next installment or installments of the Silent Hill franchise. Now, this will actually happen later this week. It'll be on March 13th, a very glorious day for one of your co-hosts, but we're not going to be, the episode's not going to be live to cover it, so we'll talk about it next time. Now, of course, Xbox Insider Beta is reportedly completely resetting Xbox Series consoles, so if you are part of the Xbox Insider Beta program, be careful. Because yeah, your shit can just get wiped, so have fun with that. Now, in another Disco Elysium style game from some of the staff is being created. What? Yes, this time by developer Longdu. Creative name
Longdu.
I know, right? This makes this, I mean, we're counting correctly here, the fifth project with former staffers working on a successor. This includes Red Info Summer, or this includes the developers, Red Info, Summer Eternal, Dark Math Games, and ZA/C4, which includes the original writers of Disco Elysium. So the rest are just other people that worked on different aspects of the games, including this one. So a little clusterfucky for a game that got screwed out of everything due to its original publisher. Gaming, baby. There you go. All right, what do you think of these quick bits? What you got?
Yeah, the Monolith one, people saw coming when they did announce that they shut down, like we talked about last episode. But, like, I guess officially, people looked up the patent now and made some inquiries to it. And they said, yeah, it can't be used again until 2036.
Can EA just try to use it? Like in the fucking Jedi Survivor games or some shit, dude. Give us some. I mean,
yeah, if there's going to be any type of franchise that would could use it, it would probably be the Jedi Survivor or, I mean, maybe. No, he couldn't really work it into, well, EA is not Batman. No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Jedi Survivor, fucking.
Wait, is it EA? Fuck, did I mess it up? Or is it Warner Bros. Games?
Oh, yeah, wait, did you, I think you did fuck it up. Yeah, it wasn't Warner Brothers, not EA, my bad. Well, yeah, well, what the fuck is Warner Brothers going to put in? Harry Potter 2? No.
Oh, my God, fucking the Death Eaters, I fucking hate you.
They got to put that fucking Battle Pass in there, baby, come on now.
Oh, my God. I would rather EA fucking have it, Jesus Christ. It's significantly worse.
Yeah, so, basically, I mean, it's going to be sitting there till 2036, fucking 11 years from now, which is, and people were like, even, that's what the stupid thing is, like, the studio does not exist. There is no one that can sell, like, I don't know, I mean, I'm not a patent expert, but people were like, what the fuck, it's just going to sit there, and there's nothing, no one can do about it, they can't just fucking void it.
No, it's that's so, America, baby.
Capitalism, baby.
Capitalism. Hey, you know what? It's fine, dude. It'll be a sweet, sweet relief when we're 49 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Sitting back playing Shadow of the Shire, you know? My God, whenever they fucking do that shit again. Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
And then, you know, Konami with the Silent Hill franchise. I still want to play number 2, the remake. I'm still trying to wait for it to go down to about 2030.
Yeah. We're not helping any of these franchises anymore, guys. I'm sorry. Like, we are at an age where we can't be dropping 60 on day one. We got time.
Yes, unless it's Monster Hunter.
Exactly. Some games.
But that one, you know, it's cool. Like, I guess, hopefully, it kind of gives a little revitalization to the franchise, like everyone wanted it to do, and we don't get another Dead Space situation where the remake was good as hell, but, like, nothing else happens.
Yeah. So. I'm glad Konami's going the opposite on that one. That's good. Giving us something, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the whole, that beta type of shit that, I mean, I've seen those type of things before. I've even participated in some. But, yeah, if it's resetting people's Xboxes and losing all their data and shit, that fucking sucks. So, Xbox.
I mean, yeah, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, like, Xbox is kind of not the best brand right now anyways. You don't have to be an insider. You don't got to be an insider. You're fine. Like, you're okay. Inside. They're going to do a handheld at some point. Oh, I didn't even include that. That's a rumor.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We've talked about that before, but now I guess it's gaining traction.
Well, it's they actually confirmed a release date they are aiming for later this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be sooner rather than later. Only because it's supposed to coincide with the release of only a year later of the next-gen consoles or whatever they're going to do. But honestly, what a shitty gen if we're going next-gen in like 2026, 2027?
Yeah, like, come on, I mean, dude. I highly doubt there's going to be anything that's going to... Yeah.
I ain't
going
to upgrade. I ain't upgrading shit, dude. Yeah. No, same. I'm fine, dude. I'm good.
Yeah, like this... Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? It may be a fail. I'm going to save that for a fail next episode.
That's good.
I don't want to get into it right now.
That's the end of the month. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll fucking talk about it.
Yeah, and then the Disco Elysium staff, you know, I mean, hopefully, I mean, the only one that I ever heard of in that list was that ZAC4, because I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, we went hard on it because it was the original writers.
Yeah, so all the other ones, you know, you hear it all the time. Like, oh, this some staff worked on this game, and then, like, they go to a new developer, but it's really nothing special. So, you know, I mean... Hopefully, some of these games kind of can strike that chord that Disco Elysium had. So
I guess so, because you could. I mean, from what I gather, they're all trying to be spiritual successors. So they're going to use a lot of mechanics and stuff from the games. I feel like, from what I've heard, the writing is really what's the key factor in the game's success. Now, one of the shitty things, actually, I looked this up on Reddit with the article, all the sources, everything like that. The developer Longdo for this current game actually sued ZAC4 to delay the release of their game so they can get out first, which is why I think these guys are a little sketchier.
Yeah,
like they probably got like from the art designer of the original Disco Elysium. Like, they're really fucking stretching this shit. So I don't know how this is gonna work out. One of these games is gonna be a banger, so we just gotta fucking roulette and see which one it's gonna be.
I agree. So I mean, that's pretty much it for the quick bits, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. You wanna tackle this bit of fucking news?
Our first little news point here we got. So, some scrapped Halo Infinite plans.
I knew this one would trigger you, which is why I wanted you to read it.
Former 343 Industry Studio head that... are you missing a word there? Former...
Oh, I was supposed to look up their name later. Well, I forgot to do that.
Well, let's just say a former 343...
Yeah, exactly. I finished the story. I'm like, I'll get his fucking name later.
A former 343 Studio... Industries studio head has revealed or has gone on the record, I guess, so that's what we want to say, that the original plan for Halo Infinite was a decade-long release schedule.
Damn.
It was to start with multiplayer for the first year, which that alone is bullshit, then follow up with a full campaign, and then yearly DLC, including the introduction of a warlord system that could fulfill the gap left by the Nemesis system patented by...
Not EA, but
Warner Brothers Monolith Studios. Mm-hmm. The plan was scrapped as leadership issues started arising while the game was being moved to Unreal Engine 5. Yeah.
I don't know, man. What do you think of this plan?
Well, the fact that they were going to break up and split up multiplayer and single player was bullshit from the get-go, because let's just say that the multiplayer launched without the campaign first, or vice versa. That is just asking for people's interest to just wane.
That's a good point. It's a good
go
point.
Off the deep... Yeah, because Halo has always been multiplayer and campaign together.
They were both bangers collectively, as a package. Halo's a full package.
And you're telling me, like, as a multiplayer gamer, let's just say that they launched the campaign first, right? And then, they would say 6 months later, we're going to drop multiplayer. Like, no one would buy it when it came out. Well, at least they wouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. You would miss a big audience that doesn't care about the campaign but just wants the multiplayer. So, that already is dumb as fuck.
Well, they're doing the multiplayer first.
Well, then you would miss out on the people that want the campaign first. Because don't get me wrong, I played the beta for the multiplayer. It was cool and all, but...
I remember that.
Yeah, am I going to stick around for fucking 6 months while the campaign comes? No, I always play those, like, side and side, together.
I mean, to me, okay, so this actually, you bring up a really good point with this. Halo, prior to the recent installments, I would say from 5 onwards, it always felt like an event. Yep. Halo felt like a monumental release every time the first 4 came out. Even though 4 wasn't as revered as, let's say, 1, 2, 3, and Reach, there was still something about it coming out with a new studio that people were like, fuck, I want to play this. Like, what's going to happen with Halo? Yep. When you do shit like this, it's missing that mystique that comes with this formerly very huge franchise. Where it's at right now, it's honestly tragic. And I don't think this would have helped one bit.
Oh, hell no. And you know...
Nemesis system, cool, though. If they would have done some take on that, that would have been fine.
Yeah, I get the Warlord system, especially because just the way that Halo is, it kind of fits the lore where Master Chief dies. Oh, shit, and then he's revived, and he can just go back. You know,
what's fucking Grunt got me?
Yeah, exactly, right? Which, I get that. That would be somewhat cool. The DLC that they ended up doing with the Battle Pass system, I mean, the only, I guess, thing I can say about their Battle Pass system is the fact that once you bought it, you had it. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. There was no time, a Battle Pass that I bought that I never finished like a year ago, let's just say, I can still go back right now and finish it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I've
said this before, Halo Infinite's not a bad game. But I think all of its fuck-ups stopped it from being a monumental Halo release that we were used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a way, I still remember, you know, of course, 1, 2, 3 and Reach were the Xbox
fucking pinnacle.
360 and Xbox, you know, the first Xbox and all that shit, right? But I remember I ended up, I think I sold, I sold my 360 and then I rebought it when they had the Halo 4 launch. I bought a Halo 4 edition console.
Damn.
Because I wanted to fucking play Halo 4.
Holy shit.
You know, and that was at the end of
that's
the Xbox
very death of the 360 right there, dude. I remember that. Oh my gosh. We were playing online. Yeah.
Yep. And then, you know, when the Xbox One came out, they did,
the Halo 5
first
edition?
First was Master Chief Collection, which...
Oh, that's right.
They fucked up royally, but then... Yeah, 5 was kind of, it just, the luster was lost there with the whole, like, you know, they had a good premise, but then the story didn't really, wasn't what they promised.
Yeah, you know, people, I would say that.
In the beginning, they made it sound like you were going to be hunting Master Chief and all that shit, but they just made it, they just split a campaign where you could just play as this guy and then play as that guy.
It felt safe.
Yeah,
to me, it felt too safe. Like, even though the multiplayer was actually fun, even it felt like safe fun, you know?
Yeah. And I think later is when they added the Warzone. But that Warzone in Halo 5, I actually enjoyed.
That shit was really good, actually.
The Firefight Warzone. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking awesome. Like, I like that type of thing. That was cool. It was.
That felt like you were going through the trenches just scrapping your way, right?
Yep. And that was, I think, 8 players, I believe. Maybe 6, something like that. But it was more than 4.
That was a good one. That was a very good one. I agree.
Yeah. And then, you know, after Guardians, they fixed, I mean, don't get me wrong, Master Chief Collection, they fixed it, and it got really, really good, but again, it took them forever to fucking fix it, so
that's
what happened with Infinite.
Honestly, you know? Like, this is very emblematic of, right, very good point, this is very emblematic of just the, how I think underprepared 343 was for this franchise.
Yeah.
Like, the only one they launched without really any issue was 4, and that was the first one, they put all their fucking eggs in that basket, and it was the end of the 360's lifestyle anyway, or life cycle anyways.
Yeah.
But after that, they kept giving us unreleased, like, games that they had to update to make brilliant. All the brilliance was there the whole time, but they just gave us this bullshit that we had to wait, like, sometimes years for to be what we expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, bros, Halo deserves more than that. Bungie would never do that shit, but that's why Bungie focused on one fucking game. One series over like 10 years, 12 years, however long they did it. And they knew their limitations. I think 343 did, or Microsoft pushing them. They didn't have any understanding of that shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, this is emblematic of that right there. But
yeah. I mean, yeah, that makes me a little bit sad.
It does. Yeah, respect our chief. Respect our Master Chief.
Yeah, and, I mean, all they had to do was just launch multiplayer with fucking, I just don't understand. They knew that they fucking dropped the ball on 5 when they released it with no split screen, right? What do they do with Infinite? They literally go on record during E3 and shit and say, no, we know that we fucked up. We will be bringing back split screen for Infinite. And then what do? They launch it without fucking split screen.
They said, psych. Nope, not doing that.
It's so fucking stupid, dude. But sorry, Infinite. Hopefully, Infinite 2, if that's even such a thing.
I know. What do you want? 2 Infinity? Halo 2 Infinity. There you go. 2
Infinity and beyond.
That's right. Exactly. There we go. Well,
now that I'm sad from the Halo, I hope you get sad from this one.
Nah, I'm psyched for this one. I'll tell you about it right now. We'll talk about it. All right. But for this one, are we getting a Resident Evil cinematic reboot? The Resident Evil series is about to get another remake, but it isn't a game this time. Nah, baby. After the failure of Netflix's Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, and their original Resident Evil series, Sony has gone back to the drawing board and is redoing the entire series with director Zach Cregger of Barbarian fame and co-writer Shay Hatton of John Wick Chapter 3 and 4 fame. The filmmakers promised to, quote-unquote, go back to the series' roots. Is a Jill sandwich in order? Information, of course, is provided by our own expletive, blah-blah, former co-host, or current host sometimes, James Brizuela, from his Newsweek article.
So go check that out if you guys want to see.
Yeah, check that out. We're not linking it. Fuck that. You've looked for yourself. Anyways, discuss your thoughts on reboot number 3 or 2 or whatever fucking one this is.
Dude, yeah, I lost track of what is this number? Yeah, it is number 3? 3 reboot, right? I thought because they did, didn't they do, what? I mean, I know the Netflix one.
Netflix is, Welcome to Raccoon City. I don't know if the series, though, is that same continuity or a different continuity.
No, I thought they, but I could have swore, we talked about it in the beginning, towards the beginning of this podcast, I could have swore we mentioned that. You know, Netflix is doing a reimagining reboot that they say they're going. The same old shit we always hear.
Yeah,
we're going back to the roots, guys.
You know what? Like... Exactly. It tells us every time, and it's always cheesy as shit. The only, like, safe haven I have here is Zach Cregger is a good director. So.
Okay.
And he's made some good shit. So, to me, and having a course, I mean, maybe Shay Hatton. John Wick is a great series, obviously, but that's more of an action series. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe I don't know how it's going to play out between each of them. but this is the most talent we've had for this series in a long time. So I don't know.
I mean, at least it's not. It's not a Netflix movie, right?
No, I don't think so. I think
okay,
I think
it's going to be an actual movie
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, I mean, I get it. I'll you know, keep an eye on it, because the Netflix one is like, it can go good and bad, right? Like, I mean, Netflix does have some cool video game shows like Castlevania, Cyberpunk, fucking. Even though I'm not a big League of Legends person, I mean, I always hear about that League of Legends show,
right? Arcane.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I had some type of like small hope for the Netflix one, but then once it came out and I read what people were saying about it and I saw trailers.
I tried. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm just like, wow. Not even my boy, fucking, what's his name?
Lance Reddick.
Yeah, Lance Reddick couldn't save it, dude. Mm-mm. Like, Lance Reddick as Wesker, how do you fuck that up? Like, honestly, how do you fuck that up?
That's like such a good pedigree right there, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, yeah. My hope is just literally with Zach Cregger as a director, because he's very good with pacing. He understands horror, which I appreciate. I feel like none of the talent they've gotten before always seemed like B-level talent. I know Resident Evil is kind of a B series, like when it comes to storytelling. They lean into their B movie roots hard, but that doesn't mean like it has to be goofy. Like, Resident Evil can be cool as shit. You just gotta make it fucking cool.
Yeah, well, not only that, but there's, like, good... There can be good B-movie stuff. Like, done the right way, right? So...
Yeah, see, and this is the thing, right? No, but the Paul W.S. Anderson, the guy who did the first series, like, that's an example of the director who does not understand the appeal of the source material. His Leon was boring as shit. His Leon was so fucking boring. And I'm just like, dude, Leon's... Goofy John Wick.
Are you telling me?
He's Goofy John Wick.
Are you telling me you didn't appreciate that his nemesis cried? Like, are you telling me that?
Oh,
like,
his nemesis did shed cry.
Shed a tear that he realized, you know?
Oh, my God. Or fucking Mike Epps in there just tossing out some wood. Like, where was Mike Epps in the entire fucking series? Come on.
Yep, exactly.
Actually, he was probably the most Resident Evil-like character of the whole fucking batch. Oh my.
No, but you know, he had to give the cool slow-mo shots to his wife and shit, man. You know,
Hey, video game movies were in a different place back then. Say that for sure. Kicking dogs and shit, fucking dumbass.
Whoa, that is true.
Yeah, dumbass game series. All right, well, we'll see. You know, hopefully this time it's our best chance. I think after this, they can't be doing this shit again. They really can't. Resident Evil has remade their OG entries so well at Capcom. Just do it again with the film. Just do what you did with the games with the film. We'll be A-okay.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. All right, well, fuck. How about you give us a little bit on this very, very interesting fucking rumor. We're in the leaky rumor mill territory, buddy. So this is, we got one rumor.
Yeah.
It's a biggie, though. So.
It is a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Very big. So, there's a lot of rumblings. Actually, they've been going on for about since the end of 2024, but now they're reaching a headway here. We got a new Half-Life on the way this year, maybe? Question mark? I'm Ron Burgundy. So, a new update for Dota 2. Maybe giving Half-Life fans a bit of hope, but it also may just be a bunch of bullshit.
No.
So it was uncovered in some metadata, which I guess is maybe another way of saying data mining.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was uncovered in some metadata that in the aforementioned update for the game, some sharp-eyed data miners are speculating that something called Codename HLX may be Valve setting up a Half-Life 3 announcement this year. So, to get a little bit more info on that, I didn't want to put this whole paragraph that the guy was talking about, but
throw it on us.
Well, so what he said was that Valve has I don't think I mentioned it, but like a couple months ago, Valve was like at the top five, top 10 places for people to make video games at, because they're such a good company. Like, they're small, but the quality of things that they do rivals like the Fortune 500 companies, and they're like a quarter of the fucking, you know, size.
But yeah, exactly. Anyways,
so, well, that ties into it, because they have a very structured work schedule in regards to development phase. Like, you know, the first 3 months is development phase. The next 3 months is fucking, you know, programming. The next 3 months is fucking designing. So they have a very structured year. And this guy is speculating that based on previous, you know, announcements and
dev cycles.
Dev cycles. That this may be centered up because the beginning of 2020, I'm sorry, the end of 2024 was like a, they called it like a quality, you know, like fine tuning shit. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that this next cycle that's coming up is more along the lines of like gathering and making the product in a way, right?
Oh, they're like in that pre-production phase right there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so right. He's saying that with that type of structure that, you know, there's something HLX might be called Half-Life. I mean, it's not going to be called 10, but, you know, Half-Life. If they put code name HL3, people are going to know.
Exactly, exactly. That's a good. That's a very good point. Yeah.
So HLX is kind of like, hey, what the fuck is Helix? Or, hey, what the fuck is HLX? But, I mean, it is grasping. But at the same time, he looked at the past cycles of Half-Life Alyx is a good example.
Because followed that same trajectory, essentially.
Yeah, and Half-Life Alyx was technically, at one time, was Half-Life 3. So, you know, they're kind of like, he's kind of saying that, hey, based on this shit, this is what I'm thinking. And people are like, oh, fuck yeah. And then other people are like, no, fuck you, don't give me hope. So
yeah, don't give me hope.
So who knows? Who knows that maybe we might be getting the long, sought-after fucking Half-Life 3.
I mean, again, for listeners who might be a little younger or however it is, Half-Life 1 and 2 are probably some of the most revolutionary PC games ever made, I would say. They've definitely redefined the first-person shooter. And were really good in their own right. Like, they were very, very, very good games. 2 obviously had the physics system and, like, was really refined. And 1... Was 1 the basis for... Or was 2 the basis for Counter-Strike?
No, that was 1. Half-Life 1... was one of the first FPSs that kind of not broke the Doom formula, but showed that an FPS can be a story game slash like good mechanics and shit, right? Like, yeah. Not just shooting.
No, exactly. right. Exactly. It was like, it did what GoldenEye and Doom both tried to do and just did it so polished and better that it was like, all right, that's the standard. That's the fucking standard.
Yep, exactly.
And then Half-Life 3 or Half-Life Alyx set the standard for what you do with VR.
Yes.
So, Half-Life's a big fucking deal. So, to see it come out like this, I mean, I have hope. I would also like to see a code name, L4DX as well, if we can get that. That would be pretty cool. Just saying. I would like that.
Man. Don't get me wrong, dude. Like, sometimes you just want to get the band back together.
I know. I'm with you. We tried with that Back for Blood shit, and it was fine, but it wasn't enough. It was missing something, dude. It was missing some little, like...
Yeah.
That little shit-talky heart that comes with the Valve game. I don't know.
It was tough to put your finger on it. I think Back 4 Blood was cool, but it was just... I don't know if it was the I think it was maybe the maps.
Like, I think you're right, yeah.
Just something about the Left 4 Dead maps, dude. They just kind of... Yeah. I don't know. It's just hard to put your finger on it.
Both 1 and 2, honestly. Right? No, I agree. 1 and 2, 2 felt like a great sequel. Because it's like, oh, it does all the... One of the first stuff does, but its own little thing. Like, I always remember when I was in college in UC Davis. And sometimes we'd have lady friends over. And we would be like, all right, let's see how you do in Left 4 Dead, though. And that them playing it for the first time blew... their fucking minds, because we do the level, the parish in Left 4 Dead 2, which ends in just the most insane fucking rush of zombies. And we'd like help them get there, learn the fucking controls, but when it came to that time, we're like, all right, fucking get the machete out. And just, it was some of the most insane shit. And you don't really get those moments with a lot of the kind of games. That's a very Valve kind of experience right there.
You were. But my internet, I haven't lost internet connection.
I didn't lose internet either. All right, listeners, oh, viewer, cut fuck? Right there. That rant, it was beautiful, but it's fine.
No, know? Put the rant in.
I don't even remember where the fucking rant ended. All right? Valve is an amazing company. Left 4 Dead is a great experience. And UC Davis used to have fucking ladies we were into play Left 4 Dead. And they loved it because Valve is so universally good and it'll fuck you up. Great mechanics, revolutionary. Let's see how Half-Life 3 goes. or X or whatever their shit is. That's the rant. It was all in that direction.
Bullshit, man, dude.
I saved the episode just in case, because goddamn.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, no, keep it. Even if you can't hear me, you might hear my laugh and then just me cut out. But no, put the rant in. Let's hear it. Let's fucking hear it.
Let's fucking see it, dude. All right, next. Did they get it right? I wanted to do a versus for this one because I think it's kind of hilarious how drastically different they are, but... We're going to do a Did They Get It Right real quick with the promotional material. We've done this before with Borderlands. This time, we got two recent trailers that came out. I don't know if you saw this. One was during the NBA All-Star Game, and the other was from HBO. But we're going to talk about the Minecraft movie trailer. It's not two, but it's a special version of it for NBA. Versus The Last of Us Season 2 trailer, the full fucking trailer out. So, did you happen to give both of these a watch?
Yeah, I did, actually. There is in no way, shape, or form that I would ever say that the Minecraft 2 trailer got it right. I just don't understand why a Minecraft movie would want to go that route. I get it, but I don't know. It's like, yeah, that against Half. I mean, I'm sorry, Last of Us 2 is just night and day.
No, I don't know what Minecraft is. What are they trying to sell me here? The fucking CG looks really good. It looks... Minecraft isn't appealing because it looks state-of-the-art. It looks like garbage. That's why it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then... Yeah. I just wanted as an excuse to just talk about the Last of Us Season 2 trailer because that looks really fucking good. That looks really, really good, actually.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that shit is like... We're gonna be talking about it.
My heart's already hurting. All right,
we're gonna be talking about it. I mean, the rest, you know, the next couple episodes after next month, there's gonna be a lot of talk about that, and I'm gonna be spoiler free as I can. But let me just say that the internet's gonna be a very interesting place.
Yeah.
The next couple months when that show drops. So
the internet was a very interesting place in 2020 when that bitch dropped in the first place.
Yes,
it was a very stupid place.
Yes.
But I'm really hoping it's not that bad this time.
Well, yeah. And like I talked about it, too, at the beginning on inception of this podcast, you know, I wasn't on the level of the haters for when the game dropped. I was just kind of like, well, fuck, this isn't what I signed up for in a way. You know, this isn't what I wanted to do. But once I got over that and kind of gave the game another go, and it was the only game that I played. Like, that was the thing I think I fucked up on too, because I was juggling that. I was juggling Horizon, and it's kind of like when I wanted to knock off games, I would like play an hour of this game, play an hour of that game. Yeah, but that game, the story for that game didn't deserve that. That story deserves to be like, what the fuck just happened? Let me keep playing.
Yeah, you gotta absorb it, right? No, you gotta absorb this bitch. You really do. Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, the season 2 trailer looked fucking... There were shots straight ripped from the game. So, you know, I'm actually probably gonna start re-giving season 1 a rewatch pretty soon here just to get back up into it. And I really had no problems with season 1.
Same. I think it was a fantastic adaptation, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I thought there was, like, you know, people bitched about a certain episode that concentrated on, you know, two side characters. Not even two side characters, but one side character from the game that was in a mission.
Mm-hmm.
But, the two partner one, and I had no problem with that episode. I thought it was fucking...
I thought, like, it was great.
It was a great episode of fucking TV... And that's the kind of shit that, like, they did in the first one, which I'm pretty sure they're going to do in the second one. So that's why I'm kind of like, you know, I think they are going to drag out the season. Oh, I'm sorry, not drag out, but split the season.
I think so, too. That seems to be the game plan, split the season. And I don't know. I mean, it's a big story from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And there's parts in that trailer that I can tell where it's from in the game, but there's entire sections of the game missing that I have not seen anything in that trailer.
Mm.
So it is a very, very big game. I think it took me maybe, I gotta look at my playtime, maybe 14 hours
for a single player
story game that's just pretty all much narrative? All narrative and shit like that. So it's a beefy game, and I think I know where they're gonna go, and I'm not gonna ruin it for everyone, but I think they're gonna change the chronological order of the game. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, not chronological, but like they're gonna tell the story in a different order than the game, which I think is very, to me, as someone who's played the game, is very interesting, and I really hope that they do it well. Because if they do that well, yeah, you're gonna see the internet get pretty, you know, it's gonna get wild up here, boys.
Yeah, and girls. No, I can right? Yeah, no, I'm ready for it. I honestly, considering the administration currently, throw one more gay episode. Trigger. Make it gay as shit. Make it even gayer than the last one, honestly. And let the people get mad. Let them get real. Hey. I want to see the bots come out.
Hey, I mean, if you haven't seen season one by now, go watch it. But or if not, fast forward the next 30 seconds. But let me just say that them getting Ron Swanson to be that kind of person is the ultimate. And the fact that he fucking loved it.
Yeah,
like he fucking went on every interview and said, I have no problem with how I played it. I portrayed that character exactly as I wanted.
I'm a fucking actor, buddy.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
And that shit was fucking great. That was like awesome.
Yeah. That's actually the most manly shit he could have done right there. It's like, yeah, exactly. What the fuck, dude?
What that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what made it fucking so good.
I was a power bottom.
Yeah. Homeboy was fucking Ron Swanson. Give me a whole stack of bacon and whiskey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm man, hear me roar. And then he turns over and he does this shit. And it wasn't, to me, it wasn't done distasteful in any way.
I thought it was. It was really good. You know? Honestly, yeah. Heartbreaking episode too. It's just good entertainment. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I trigger them. Make it gayer.
I wholeheartedly agree. Mm-hmm. Had no problems with that. I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality that I know that I can see that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
Exactly. It'll be fun. It'll be entertaining.
No
matter how gay that episode is, it'll not be any gayer than the Minecraft trailers. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I was going to say, let's put it this way. Like, the Minecraft movie, I think we saw a trailer for it right before Captain America. And even the kids in the audience were like, what the hell? Kind of like, that's not Minecraft. So it was just funny.
Awesome.
You know, don't get me wrong. I got all the love in the world for my boy Jack Black. But fuck, man. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I don't know, man. I'm with you. I don't know like, about that.
I'll take my kids on a $5 fucking movie ticket that we have nothing else to watch, maybe. I don't know.
I hope so. What I hope happens is some family's going in there to watch this fucking Minecraft movie being dragged in there, and some just hero of a projectionist just slaps on that Last of Us season one episode, just the gayest shit possible, and everybody has a moment. Like that's what I want.
Oh my god.
It's a self-contained story. It's fine. They can save them another half hour there. They can go home and talk about it and just tell their kids this. Yeah.
Explain it to them.
Yeah, but you're like, yeah, it's beautiful, but you know, everybody picks. Nobody knows who they love until this time. Okay, did they get it right? I think HBO got it 100% correct.
Yeah, HBO got it right.
Fucking Warner Brothers, the opposite.
Yeah, I was like, well, based on what I've seen, I don't know how they could fuck it up, but yeah, Minecraft on the other hand, it's very it's. I guess maybe if I sail the high seas, I'll watch it with my kids if we want to have a laugh. I mean, I'll drink. They can't drink, but I'll drink.
Oh, yeah. You'll be, honestly, trying to get through that shit. You'd be fucking bumbling out after that one. You're like, ooh, call work tomorrow, Hunts.
Sheesh.
All right, we're going to wrap this up with a what are ya playing? And I'll run through mine very, very quickly because I just started one of them. But I'm going to reflect back on the KO of the Kangaroo I talked about last week. Still playing it. I was playing it in Philadelphia. I was in Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ.
And man, between the fucking freezing cold when I had to be in my fucking Airbnb and playing this game, this is a fantastic fucking game. I'm not kidding. I think this is a phenomenal platformer, not glitchy at all. It actually got better as it went along. Only maybe I have one world left after this. But I gotta say, they really switched things up. KO the Kangaroo, right now it's insanely cheap. Like, it's really fucking cheap.
I'm looking at this shit.
Bro, it's so stupid, but it's good. I don't know why. I like this play. It's a mix between Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. It has influences from both of those fucking games. The story's garbage. I skip every cutscene. I don't give a shit. Like, I skip every cutscene. The voice acting's terrible. Even the cinematography's kind of lame. But the levels are so fun. I gotta say, this is platforming 101 right here.
Oh, yeah, it does look like Crash Bandicoot. All right, see.
Yeah, it's a Crash and Spyro-inspired hodgepodge. Right. And it's actually older than both, if I remember correctly.
I mean, it has a very mostly positive rating on Steam.
Yeah, dude, it's like a fucking Big Mac. Like, it's not a steak. It's a fucking Big Mac. It's a Big Mac. But, like, it's a good... Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so, fuck no, there's nothing wrong with the Big Mac.
I'm with you on that. See, so I recommend if you can get this shit for $5, which it totally is, grab it. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to finish this shit probably in the next couple of weeks, but I have been sidetracked. I've been playing, because I have a little Souls itch, but I don't feel like this moody fucking shit right now. Like, I'm really not in that mood. But another Crab's Treasure. Have you heard of this game?
No.
It is a Souls game where you are a baby crab who lost his shell because the whole tax system in the ocean has changed from, I think it's like a little, whatever, some organic shit. And suddenly all these particles and pollution stuff is now currency. So this little crab can't afford to pay his taxes, and he gets repoed by a shark. And so now he has to go and do all this work for the government to get enough of this pollution material to get his shell back. It's fucking hilarious. But it's a total Souls game. It's open world Souls. It's clearly a giant fucking world under the sea. Everybody hates you because you're poor. And then you have no shell. Then you get... So you use different things as shells. Like a fucking tuna can. You use a soda can. You use a banana. And all these shells... yeah. They all have different special abilities. No one shell is the same. So your block button also has an attack. Secondary attack. It's fucking cool. I love this. And it plays exactly like Dark Souls. Except way more open. It's just way more fucking open. You can just walk over there if you want to go walk over. You get your ass kicked. You still definitely get your ass kicked. But you're this little poor, literally dirt poor crab just trying to get his fucking shell. And suddenly the whole ecosystem of the ocean has changed because all these little particles came from the surface. And they're like, yeah, it's microplastics. Microplastics are the currency. And so everybody's trying to get these microplastics to buy things. So your crab has no microplastics. And he has to collect it so he can buy his fucking shell back from the government. It's Jesus. So hilarious. I love this story. It's fucking awesome. The mechanics are great because actually it's one of the few soul games that has no stamina mechanic. It's literally your skill and your shell. But your shell also has... that's the thing that has stamina. It has a certain threshold before it breaks completely and you're fucking helpless. So you got to keep switching shells. Each shell has a different ability. So you got to be smart and think about what you do with that. It's a fun little indie game. It's on sale right now. So if you want a nice little indie weird fucking game that's a complete Souls-like, fucking another Crab's Treasure. Highly recommend it. I'm going to play it after this. I love it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm like listening to every word you're saying. And I'm going to look up a YouTube video of it after this shit just to see.
Yeah, look it up. Look up the IGN review. It actually is really good.
All right, I'll have to look that up. Yeah, well, mine's I guess mine's more mainstream compared to yours.
Yeah, but, the only thing
the only thing I have been playing is Monster Hunter Wild. So, as I said before, I will be on that. This previous week, I had a very it came out Friday. I think I was only able to play it for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little mini vacation with my girl
staycation out to San Diego. All I ever wanted.
Yeah, which I mean, hey, that was we saw some Monster Hunter Wilds out there in San Diego, man. It was fucking, just one minute you're dancing, next minute there's a fight in front of you where dudes are fighting chicks are fighting dudes, and you're just there like, oh yeah, rip her fucking head off.
But, yeah, cut his freaking head off.
But yeah, we have fun. Yeah, it's just fucking, it's different, but it's more like a, if you haven't played a Monster Hunter game, like this is probably the one to get because it's more streamlined in regards to like story mode. There's a story mode now where it's kind of just like it kind of not holds your hand, but it guides you more, which is good and bad, because it makes it a hell of a lot harder to play with your friends.
Interesting.
And there's just some confusing parts about it. The old games, you can just lobby up and be in the same game together. This one, there's like three different fucking friends lists that you can do, which is really dumb. But once you figure it out, I mean, it gets a little bit more streamlined and cool. And yeah, I mean, you know, I know some of the people on PC, unless you have a real high-end one, it doesn't really run good. But you know, PS5, I mean, it looks fine. I don't think it... People are saying it looks muddy and shit, but I mean, I don't think it does. It plays fine for me. I haven't had any slowdowns or crashes. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I've been on. That's what I'm going to be on for the next couple fucking weeks and months, right, man.
Oh, shit. All right, that's good. That's good. I mean, okay, so mechanically, though, like the actual gameplay itself, does it really distinguish itself from... what was the one before that? It wasn't Rise,
obviously. Rise, yeah. Well, Rise was a lot more... movement based, where you can just make, you have like a grappling hook that you can just use. This one's more about there's just more mechanics. Like you can do, you can, a big thing for the game, a big first is the fact that you can have two different weapons then to switch, and you have like a portable base in a way, your little horse raptor thingy. It lets you, like, you call him and then you can switch a weapon, you can get more materials, you can just ride him around.
Streamline right there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, that's what I'm, yeah, it's more streamlined. It's more user friendly to where, like, oh fuck, I don't have a weapon. I you know, I fucked up and brought something I wasn't supposed to. You can always just haul ass back to your little mini base, change shit out, and then go back out into the hunt. So
sir, I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah. The other ones were like, yeah, exactly. The other ones weren't like that. You know, like you had to quit the mission and all that shit. So
That's a pain in the ass kind of thing. And I think I remember hating that shit about one of the early ones I played, actually. So
yeah, and this one kind of just throws you right into it too. There's no like, oh, gather fucking 10 mushrooms and all that shit. So so
10 mushrooms.
Yeah,
it's, you can fight the mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah, this one's like, here, you can go fight a fucking a frog that looks like a gorilla and just belly bumps you and shit. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty some of the good. Monster designs are fucking, yeah, they're gnarly. And it's just, you know, once you get a hunt going and you're playing with your friends, yeah, it's up there as a great fucking co-op game to play with your buds once you do get going.
Okay.
It's very fun. To me right now, it's a little easy compared to the last one.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that on a lot of comment threads. It's like, at least in the early stages, right?
Yeah, which I'm hoping maybe once you get to the end game, it ramps it up to where now you really have to start paying attention to monsters' movements and shit. Because, like, right now, it's like, if you get slapped away, you just call your guy over and you just run away, heal up, and go jump back into it. It gets annoying.
I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It gets annoying that you get, like, you constantly have to heal, but at least it's not, like, getting one-shotted.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I really don't have any issues with it. It's just, the only issue is I wish I had fucking time to play.
Yeah. Hey, when you do your thing on there, you need to take a little break. You want to play a real game? Another Crab's Treasure is right there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ooh, okay. We got an absurd headline, too, coming up. That's what we're playing, though. We'll obviously update in 2 weeks on our updates from these. And also, remember, listeners, April's going to be a big month. We got Switch 2. We got Last of Us.
Oof.
It's going to be some shit. But before that, we got to get to an absurd headline. This one's fucking... You want to take this? This was yours.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this shit. This made me laugh. So, yeah. Apparently, nobody bought the $386,000 special edition of Dying Light. What does $386,000 get you? You
tell us, Cordova.
It came with real life parkour lessons and a full size real life custom zombie shelter.
Oh my gosh.
I guess preppers don't play video games, because I feel like maybe...
That, right? I was saying the same shit. That would have gone to a total... Nah, dude, they won the election. It's fine. Now they don't care. Now they don't give a shit.
Well, I was going to say that, or maybe they just got turned off by the parkour lessons, but...
Like, you know, I'll take the shelter. You do that cardio on your own goddamn fucking time. Yeah.
Exactly. So... I'm just at a loss for words that some, you know, that they thought that doing a special edition of that game at that price would even have someone consider buying
what
it.
What fucking person?
Yeah.
Oh my god! It gotta be some fucking CEO that likes zombie games. Like, yeah, I want to learn parkour. Like nobody.
All right. That's the other thing. I'm like, well, you're telling me no fucking CEO millionaire was like, I guess I can use a full-size custom zombie
like,
shelter.
Even Musk is like, I'm not touching that shit.
God. Like, if I had money like that to burn, I would have totally got that. But,
Maybe, dude. He's like, somebody's like, I already have a shelter. I don't need the parkour lessons.
That's actually probably what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, my God. That's so fucking absurd. Very absurd. Also, speaking of absurd, a quick aside. From what I understand, looking at the thread right before signing off, you're caught up on Invincible now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow's episode, right?
No, it's tomorrow at midnight, but March 13th, baby. March 13th, the finale of finales. Just telling you guys. I read the comic, and I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't ready. You ain't fucking ready. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up over here. So that was our edition of episode 49, the NPC Gaming Podcast. We'll be back in about 2 weeks to discuss even more stuff, and that actually lands us right before fucking Nintendo Direct time. So we'll probably have some new rumors and speculation coming up leading into the event. It's before Last of Us as well, so again, April's fucking huge, but who knows? March, there's some Hail Marys that get thrown before all this big news. So, and you'll learn all about that in a couple weeks. Until then,
true that.
Yep. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. My name is Anthony Fuentes. You can find me on the Horrible People's Podcast. It's HORRORBLE People's Podcast. We are in pre-production mode, so we will be getting back hopefully soon. We'll see. We might have to bank some things, but when it comes out, we are going to have quite some episodes for you. Cordova, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, all one word. And then I occasionally do a couple little guest spots on the Horrible People's Podcast when they do video game episodes. So, I mean,
and they're coming. And a wrestling episode.
Keep
that date fucking open when it gets announced. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, all right, guys. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Peace.
Later.